Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I am sorry. Are you okay?
The podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling.
He is the fighting pride of Omaha, Nebraska.
He's good at what he do.
Hey, Daddy.
Undefeated WBO lightweight champion of the world.
Hey, Daddy.
BoxingVoice.com.
Taking, you know, any credit away from Errol, he's a great fighter. He's good at what he do. But when you compare him to Terrence Crawford, there's no comparison.
This is a dollar beat.
I'm just a better fighter.
BoxingVoice.com.
Sit back and watch this. I promise you something. I promise you something. All that shit you talking don't mean nothing. I can bump my guns at you, and you can bump your guns at me. But at the end of the day, them two brothers got to get in the ring.
Hey, Daddy, it's a dollar.
We been here before. You try to get there. All right? I can tell you how it is to be undisputed. You can't tell me shit.
This is dollar.
Hey, Daddy.
Y'all support y'all fighter. Let's come together, make this event a success.
BoxingWiz.com.
Everything about Terrence Crawford is better than Errol Spence Jr.
BoxingWiz.com. BoxingWiz.com.
Boxing fans, are you ready?
Hey, Daddy.
BoxingWiz.com. BoxingVoice.com.
Canelo, are you ready?
I was born ready.
Considered by many to be, pound for pound, the best fighter in the world today. Four division, five-time world champion.
Oh, look at this guy.
He is now boxing's first ever undisputed super middleweight champion of the world.
Damas y caballeros de Guadalajara, Jalisco, México.
¡Viva México, cabrones!
You know my level. And you will see. Because I'm gonna fuck out everybody.
You know what I mean? I would love to fight Canelo. I would love to show the world that I am the best.
I want
to
get Canelo out here to Houston.
Oh, Canelo, where your cojones at? Let's get it.
Payday, payday, you want payday, I know that. Man, you fight with nobody.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
Misos, pelos, chingazos.
He smacked the shit out of Canelo in
get
person.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Please. I'm gonna knock out this guy.
Mira, en este momento puedo hacer lo que yo quiera, ¿no?
Saúl Canelo Álvarez.
SDS Promotions.
That's funny. You think that's funny?
A little bit.
What up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio Saturday morning. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Solo Dolo, Scarface, No Manolo, but we had some big Canelo news, so we had to talk about it this fine Saturday morning. Before all the fights kick off, don't forget, you will have a lot of boxing to watch today. Yesterday, we had the Boxing Insider on DAZN. Today, we'll have some more DAZN with Demetri Salida and Clarissa Shields heading to Detroit. We'll also have, you know, Joe Joyce and Derek Chisora on DAZN as well. So definitely, if you guys are, I think it's actually ESPN, not DAZN. But yeah, if you want to watch some boxing, those are the fights to watch this weekend. What we're here to discuss, obviously, is Canelo Alvarez seemingly starting a small feud between himself and Turki Alashik. Now, maybe feud is the wrong word, as Turki Alashik has made it clear that he's still going to give Canelo a fair price, and he still hopes to make Canelo Crawford. We did have a caller yesterday that was saying something like, Alashik has never said he wanted Crawford Canelo, and I think that's out the window. He's made it clear that is the fight he wants, and he's going to do everything in his power to convince Canelo. But I don't know that Canelo's going to receive that $200 million. Now, it's like we said the last time we were talking about this subject. He started high. He going to end up high. He's never had any energy for Crawford either. So Alashik would have to do all the financial convincing of that fight, being as though that Canelo has already indicated that he'll get no credit for beating Crawford. So the only credit available will be a big payday. This is what we're talking about. ESPN.com, Michael Coppinger has an article out with all the details. And on those details, you can see this particular part of the article where Alashik says, and I quote, "I will give Canelo what I think is a fair price," Alashik said. "If he accepts it, he deals directly with me to finish the deal. I don't want anyone in the middle. I guaranteed Crawford a big fight. I want Canelo for Crawford, and Crawford wants Canelo. But if Canelo is crazy with his financial demands, I will still guarantee Crawford any fight he wants." So Crawford is the golden child. He is the anointed one. He is the one that Turki Alashik is putting those big bags of Arab money behind. So if Canelo wants some of those funds, he will have to face Crawford. So we'll see if he changes his tune in order to receive this bread. Now, as you can see, we have a little bit more. Okay, that's not the one. Wait, we'll find the exact quote where basically, you know, he tells everyone in question they ain't getting what they want. You know, it won't be, you know, a party around Turki Alashik's way where you can just cry and get, you know, life-changing money. Hopefully he makes these guys work for it. Canelo specifically, as he doesn't want to give us the Benavidez fight. You know, so if you're going to get this layup in a Crawford fight, and granted, Crawford has major skills, but, you know, he's still moving up in weight to face the pound-for-pound king. So for many, this isn't a even fight. This is more of a fight where Crawford has to show us that he belongs on this level, that he is on this level, and that, yet again, we've underestimated the ability and skill of Terrence Bud Crawford. But again, this is what we're talking about. If you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead and give me a thumbs up so that I can continue to grow. I'm trying to get to the next goal of 226,000. Right now we're on 225,339. And if you haven't already subscribed, please do so, as it will help with the visibility of the show. Putting this episode in the eyes of boxing fans that don't know, we rock out every single day. Weekends count around here. We even do a weekend recap on Sundays for all this weekend's fights. So come on down, join us. The number to call, 563-999-3427. Discord available. Twitter Spaces available. We're going out to the heavyweight sensation, Wagwan Days. Got to unmute, Days. We hear you. Buenos dias.
You hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, man. If anybody can get this done, man, it's definitely Big Turk, man. Shout out to Big Turk. You know what I'm saying? He's doing everything in his power to, you know, save boxing and bring boxing to being, you know, the number one sport. You know, I appreciate it. I mean, listen, man. You know, if Canelo doesn't take this fight, and that means Canelo, he just, you know, he don't want to take, you know, if he don't take this fight, I mean, he don't want to take no more high-risk fights, man. Simple as that. You know what I'm saying? Because we know Turk gonna give him the biggest payday he ever had, man. He's going to give him that bag. So hopefully we can get it done, man. I would love to see this fight. I actually got Canelo winning this fight as well. I just can't see Terrence moving up, you know, one or two weight classes and beat a Canelo, man. Nah, man. Canelo, that nigga, bro. Canelo's the face of boxing. You know what I'm saying? Canelo's resume is phenomenal. You know what I'm saying? He's never been dropped. And Terrence Crawford damn sure ain't finna drop Canelo. He ain't gonna beat Canelo. Canelo gonna make easy work of Bud. You know what I'm saying? That's my opinion. You feel me? But shit, man. I want Turk to try to put this David and Canelo fight, man. I know David done moved up and shit, but bruh, David, get on the phone with Turk, man. That's the fight we really want to see. I think most people want to see Canelo.
I think David's plan is already there, bro. I mean, we know for a fact David was offered some fights via Turkey Alashik. Some of those fights were just not. Yeah, remember he offered him Crawford at 164. Some of them fights was just not available in terms of, you know, David actually getting down to the weight. So if he can't go down, I'm sure that's why he went up. The money, he's following the money. He didn't leave Canelo there for no reason.
Right. We already know David wants to fight the winner of Bivol and Beterbiev. But, Ness, I'm going to be the first one to tell you this, but I know you're going to disagree with me. Nobody's beating Arthur Beterbiev at 175, bro. Nobody. David to get his ass knocked out. Bivol is going to get his ass knocked out. And if Canelo want that smoke at 175, Canelo would get knocked out by Beterbiev. But Beterbiev is the best boxer at 175, bro. He's a beast, Ness. My nigga be chopping trees when he training for fights, man. Beterbiev is that nigga, man. I know he's old. Y'all niggas always old. Bro, I don't give a fuck, bro. Everybody that stepped in the ring with him, they went to sleep. You know what I'm saying? So anybody want to bet? Y'all want to bet on that Bivol and Beterbiev fight? Let me know. Ness, you want to bet? Let me know, Ness. Let's do it. Let's do it, Ness. I got 100 on my nigga Beterbiev against anybody. Shout out to the Boxing Voice.
All right, champ. Once again, if you want to call in, the number to call, 563-999-3427. Press 1 one time. Voice your opinion right here. Voice of the People Hotline. We're going out to Discord. Delo Mio, Joe Pilot, what up?
You may feel like it's your time.
Yo, you
it's
hear me?
Perfect.
Ah, man, you already know. Yeah, man. At this point, Canelo might as well just take them turkey bags and go knock out Crawford, you know, send him off to the sunset. And I think he's probably going to do that, you know. It's that Canelo is doing, you know what he's doing? Being a gallo. He's a gallo. That's what he is. He's trying to tell people, just like Tank was doing, I don't need Turkey's money. Yeah. I don't need your money. I'm a star. I make money out here. I'm out here getting guaranteed money out here. I'm making, I'm pulling $15 million gates. Who are you, Turkey? Yeah, you got billionaires behind you, but I get mine from the mud. I got fans coming out to see me. So you, Bud's talking about kiss the ring and Turkey kissing rings. Man, I'm Canelo. I don't kiss no rings. I do my talking in the ring. And that's why I've been the face of boxing for the last 10 years. Man, you see, that's the type, you see, Canelo got that right energy. Yeah, Turkey, you out here giving 191 to Tyson Fury? I'm a bigger deal than Fury. I'm El Canelo, VMSA. You already know what time it is. And UFC's all right, but you already know, man. We coming to see Canelo, bro. We actually like seeing skill out here. We don't want to see a bunch of guys rolling around in a mat wearing booty shorts. I'm good. I don't waste my time with that. And yeah, man, Benavidez is about to lose to either Bivol or Beterbiev, so don't matter. Hopefully he puts up a good fight when he fights either one of them. But I got both of them beating him. Bivol by points and Beterbiev, even a slowed down, beaten down Beterbiev, because every training camp he has an injury. I still, Benavidez never felt that type of power. Not with 10-ounce gloves. You never felt that type. Yeah, maybe you felt it with 16s. Maybe you felt him with 20. But 10 ounces is 10 ounces. September 14th. Don't forget, you know, we're doing a double transmission that day. Border Wars, Canelo, Belanga, Huepa, you already know. My boy Belanga's going to surprise some of y'all, man. Y'all say he don't even belong in the ring. Matter, most of y'all saying he don't even belong in the arena. Belanga's going to come. Yo, and that hater yesterday, pocket watching my boy Belanga, that's not his Acura. My boy Belanga's out here in Orlando, built a mansion, and he's pushing a Lambo. So stop hating, bro. Stop hating. Y'all some haters. Like my boy Belanga says, all that hate ain't getting you paid. At least Ness can hate. He gets paid off hating. You guys are not even getting paid. Y'all watching Ness get paid and watching these podcasters get paid. Y'all just some haters. I'm out of here.
Joe Pilot, de lo mio. So I do want to screen share this. This is another quote from Ali Sheik where I don't get like this because it's almost like he's declaring war. But then in the article, he goes on to say that he's going to give Canelo a fair price and still try to make the fight for Crawford because he promised Crawford, which is what I already read to y'all. But in response to Canelo going up against the UFC, Ali Sheik has stated, we will eat him. So Ali Sheik is, he's in his business to ruffle feathers for sure. He ain't trying to be nobody's friend. He just trying to accomplish what he's trying to accomplish. As you can see, and I quote, we will eat him. He told ESPN about going head-to-head with Canelo. Ali Sheik still wants to make Canelo Crawford perhaps the biggest fight in boxing. So Crawford in a great situation where he has Rich Uncle Penny bags behind him pushing for the big fight. Question is, can Rich Uncle Pennybags convince Canelito to get in that ring with him? Lockman, what's up?
Hello?
Yo.
What's up, Ness? This is your boy, Donald.
Donald, what up?
Man, what's up, man?
Hey, this Don John on Cash App?
Yeah, this is me. I'm always sending you shit.
What's up, champ? Good to put a voice to the name.
Yeah, man. Your boy be working on that. But anyway, if your boy, whoever said they want to take that bet, I got David winning. I'll take that bet. You know, you can get my Instagram, anything. I'll take that bet. You feel me? I think the UFC might win that card. If Turk behind it, they going to win that card. What you think?
What you mean win the card? Like it being a better success, it making more money? Like what are we talking about?
A better, like, you know, more people, more of an outcome, better success, you know, a lot of more people.
Okay, so, like, they got more views or more pay-per-views sold.
Yeah, because they're going to be in the sphere. They're going to be in the sphere.
Gotcha.
That's what I'm thinking. What you think?
I mean, you know, I'm boxing, man, and I'm optimistic, so I want to believe, you know, boxing's going to step it up.
Yeah, I believe they're going to, you know, you are the main reason why I watch boxing now. Shout out to you.
Dad, I appreciate
it. I wanted to join Border Wars, but I'm going to come out there. Me and my family, we're going to take a trip out there, and I'll come meet you.
Oh, that's what's up, man. That's dope.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of your show and everything, bro, but thank you. Anybody want to run that bit with David winning, hit me up.
All
appreciate
right.
you.
Appreciate you, man. Enjoy your weekend. We taking callers. If anybody wants to call in, you already know what to do. The number to call is 563-999-3427. Press 1 one time. Voice your opinion. Treese, Toledo, what up? Gotta unmute, Treese.
Yo. What up, though?
What up?
Damn. I got a new favorite. I just wanted to get on here and say I got a new favorite fighter, man, at the heavyweight division. One of my new favorites, man. It's my he in the stable now. I want to say shout out to Denier the Fear Peru, man. He put on a great performance last night against one of my fighters from the city, James Evans, man. It was a good performance. He looked decent. He looked sharp out there. Young and athletic. Agile. He looked like he punching pretty powerful. He got good hand placement on his defense as well. I like what I seen from the young fella out of Cuba. I like him. But shout out to him, man. But what I want to say is, man, Clarissa Shields, man, tonight, July 27th, man, y'all know what the fuck going on, man. Detroit, Little Caesars Arena, man. Beat me there, don't meet me there, man. We will be in the building. Midwest Mafia shit, man. And with this Canelo UFC, he talking about Turkey Ellis. He talking about we will eat him. He talking about Dana White.
He talking about Canelo because Canelo going head up. Head up.
Hey, man. Say, man. I ain't going to hold you. We'll have to see because the UFC, I get that just because they in the sphere, and I fuck with the – Lord knows I fuck with the UFC. Lord knows I'm going to be watching that card that they got going on today in England. Shout out to Leon Edwards. You about to put hands and feet on somebody's son. But
horrible.
But with you know what's going on, man. But just because they got the show going on in the sphere, man, I gotta say I don't think that is gonna get people interested. But I don't know that if it's gonna bring people actually to the fight. You feel me? Because I could only imagine that the tickets gonna be pretty high based on the setting alone. In my like, have you heard? Do you know how much tickets is to the sphere, Ness? You out there? Like, you ever heard like the concerts and shit that they be putting on?
Nah.
Okay. Well, I could only assume that it's gonna be pretty steep. You feel me? So, as they say that boxing is, you know, it's a poor man's sport. It's for the people. It should be for the people. I would like to think that Canelo gonna embrace his fellow man. It's a Mexican versus Puerto Rico fight. You feel me? That's gonna bring out the culture. But for them, I don't know if I'm, you know, I ain't, you know, but I'm with it. I'm with the Latin, violence. You know, I'm a tune in, but that ain't nothing that I would be in the building for personally. However, I can understand that the people who are going to be there, the energy will be high in the building, and it should be an explosive fight. Only, hey, Ness, why do you, how come this fight not in New York, though? Out of curiosity, Canelo and Berlanga, why not New York for the people one time? Like, it would be a bit more of a, go ahead.
Sight fee, you know, these casinos, they bring in Canelo out here. They pay him to come. He don't got to pay to use their venue. They give him money to use his venue, their venue, so that they could get that, you know, commercial success economically. Because if you got to fight in the MGM, how many people pass through the MGM? Even if you don't got to fight in the MGM, it's a known hotel. Press conferences is held there.
Like it's your turn.
So, like, you know, they just get that traffic. These casinos pay for that traffic. You know, rumor is they got together to get Floyd that money when he was going to jail, and that's why they ain't sent him to jail. The city of Las Vegas needs the economics, or at least back then. But
let me spill over, by the way, if I run over. Right. But I got you. I believe that they do need it, because I ain't gonna, like, Vegas, to me it ain't like that's is like a touristy place. Like everybody who's there is, I feel like, is probably a transplant. Ain't nobody like born and raised in Vegas type shit. So I can see it, but I don't know. But I just think that, like, you know me, I'm all about spectacles and location. I think that location can help the spectacle be, you feel me? Help the spectacle. Like, I feel like putting this event in, like, Madison Square Garden or something, I feel like it would have helped his numbers maybe to come back to UFC. Because I don't know, man. The UFC ain't got no official card out, so I don't know. They last Noche card for the Mexican Independence Day, it was two women. And, you know, I don't know how usually women as the main event, it usually don't do as well as you might think, considering if it's a Canelo card going. So, and I hear that that's what they're trying to run back this year, by the way, for the UFC, is the women's main event rematch, because it was a tie on the last fight. Well, it was a draw, I should say. So I don't know. I think Canelo can come, you know, I think he could beat that. If it's a women's main event, no offense, not to be sexist, but it's Canelo we talking here. Over Alexa Grasso.
So you're saying UFC 306 hasn't been officially announced in terms of the card?
Nah, not the card. That shit ain't been, not that I've seen. That ain't been officially put together. They ain't got no headliner for that. They ain't got no, I haven't seen no, only thing that I could, and I ain't gonna hold you, they, unless they bringing back Conor McGregor, John Jones, or they putting on this Alex Pieta fella, because I do fuck with him the long way. He nice. But unless they putting on one of them three, like I say, Conor McGregor, John Jones, Alex Pieta, that type of action, it's going to be, they're going to be hard pressed to peel my eyes away from Canelo. I'm not going to hold you. But
even
shout out to
TBC. Even though he fighting Berlanga, you see, the dude's a movie, man.
It ain't about, no, it ain't about Berlanga,
it
bro.
Is,
it's always the
it
Canelo
is.
Show.
If the opponent is
you heard bro call in the other day and he put his girl on, my nigga. If Canelo was fighting a Wendy's worker, nigga, I'm going to watch. That's all I'm saying. All right,
so
but
then,
shout out TBV.
So
shout out Toledo, Ohio.
He not fighting Wendy Burke. He fighting Berlanga. That's even better.
Hey, man. Hey, I know you think it's going to be pretty cinematic, but we going to see. I do like Berlanga. He a young, energetic cat. You feel me? He talking like he know how to promote. So, hey, he funny. Hey, just make it interesting for me. Don't get out there and do no Charlo shit, Berlanga. That's all I'm going to say.
Word.
You feel me? Just make this bitch interesting on me. But shout out TBV. Shout out Toledo, Ohio, man. The quote tonight, live on the zone, man. Detroit, Little Caesars Arena, man. You know what the fuck going on, man. Shout out TBV, Midwest Mafia. Y'all be cool.
Boxing Patron. Boxing Patron. Patron. Yep.
You may feel like it's your time.
But it's not your
time. But
it's
not your time.
Matador, what up?
Hello? Yo. Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right. Hey, I think they did announce the card. I kind of saw on ESPN, they had shown, I think, the card. The main event, I mean, I don't really know UFC either besides, like, the big names that I've heard of. But I know it's Sean O'Malley versus someone else that's not Mexican as the main event. So that's a title fight, I think. And I mean, there's not even a Mexican in the main event. So, like, there's no way Canelo and Berlanga is losing to that. I think I saw that they said there was two Mexicans on the undercard, though. But I mean, there's no star bigger in the UFC than Canelo. Like, who's a star that you can say, oh, this guy, it doesn't matter what day it is, he'll sell out a venue. Like, Conor McGregor, but, like, he's not even in his prime. That's the only other name that could do anything. I think it'll be – everybody will be coming to the south side of the strip because over there, I don't see them selling out. Mexican fans are gonna go for Canelo. Like, they have to be diehard UFC fans. If you're just a casual, like, fighting fan, you're probably gonna go to the Canelo fight or watch the Canelo fight that weekend because you know him. But I don't know. I think that's what's gonna happen. Besides that, I think that was crazy that Turkey said we're gonna eat him alive. That doesn't sound like something you want to tell Canelo, like, and you want to do business with him, and you're going to tell him that? I mean, he's a grown up. He won't take it to heart. But if they offer him the right money, then I guess he'll probably still take the fight. But I just think that's kind of weird. I get that they're going against each other, but I think he knows. I think he knows the danger that his event is going to go through because Canelo's fighting. I don't know. Did you should probably see, like, there's a main event Mexican in UFC, though. You should look at that.
You said what? I should probably look
I said, yeah, you should look at that, like, the UFC, like, main event not being any Mexican in it. Like, so you could tell everyone, so, like, I don't know. Like, that's a big influence.
I'm being told Sean O'Malley is a star, and he sells pay-per-views. He can sell it on his own, they saying.
Yeah, but he's not, like, there's no Mexican, and they're doing Mexican Independence Day weekend, like.
I mean, I don't know that they.
You're a Mexican on the strip. Where are you going?
I mean, you just want to go to an event. You just want to see somebody get their ass kicked, no?
I don't know. There's Mexicans here for that weekend, so I think they all know Canelo. Who do they know over there? I don't know. They're not that famous compared to Canelo, so
that's the
I don't
bell,
know.
Though, champ.
But that's my call. All right.
Boxing Patron, trying you again. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It's going to help with the visibility. Plus, I need you to subscribe. Oh, yeah. What up?
Oh, sorry about that, bro. What?
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me now?
I hear you. Waiting for you to take off.
Oh. Okay, there you go. All right, what's up, man? How you doing, brother?
Chilling. Good morning.
Good to hear you on a, good to hear you on a Saturday. Yeah, man, O'Malley ain't gonna fuck with Canelo, man. O'Malley, he's up and coming. He's getting there. You know, he's getting there. He'll be there at that point. You know, they think he's gonna be on that Conor McGregor level, but, you know what I mean, he's not there yet. You know what I mean? And who gives a shit if it's in the sphere unless you're actually sitting in it? You know, if you're gonna actually buy a pay-per-view just because it's in that new dome, how the hell are you gonna really enjoy it when you're sitting behind your TV? I don't know who's gonna buy it just for that, you know what I mean? But I'm not buying that shit. But on the Canelo thing, man, you know, do you think who do you think's a bigger name, you know, worldwide, honestly, in boxing? You think it's Fury or you think it's Canelo?
Nah, Canelo, bro. He's been on a higher level for a longer time. I know Fury's a heavyweight, yeah. But I just don't think he's got enough fights. On that
he's
stage.
The perfect person to ask this question to, you know, honestly and unbiased, you know what I mean? Because, you know, this is what you do. So, you know, if you're sitting there and you're Canelo, man, and you see that he paid Tyson Fury, what was it, $100 million?
Yep, $190.
What was it?
$190.
Holy shit. Okay, $190 million, and you're sitting back and you're like, well, I'm a bigger name than him. I'm a bigger star than him. I pull in more money than him. You know what I mean? My face is everywhere. Why the hell would I accept anything less than what he got? You know, it's like when you're playing football, you know, and you get these football players and their contracts in, you know, well, and you come to the table, they're gonna be like, well, why the hell would I take less money than the guy? I got better stats than him. You know, well, I'm taking more. I'm going to ask for more money than the next quarterback got. You know, if you got $55 million, I want $60 million. That's the same thing here, man. Canelo's not going to take anything less than what he offers him. He's going to come back and tell him, man, I'm the bigger star than Fury. Why the hell would I take less? You know, I mean, I can't imagine him taking less than that. I think it'd be kind of weird if he did, you know. So I don't think those negotiations are going to go anywhere with that dude. I think Canelo's just going to keep doing his thing and staying on, you know what I mean, fighting his guys, doing what he's doing now. I mean, I don't think he's going to end up fighting Crawford. I don't see the Crawford fight ever happening. I don't think it's really relevant. The Benavidez is, but I think if that fight happens, I think it's going to happen on Canelo's terms, on, you know, different, and it's not going to happen on Homeboy's terms with his negotiations, especially talking shit like that. You know what I mean? Canelo got too much pride, man, to be saying that shit when you've been putting it down for so many years, holding the sport down, and, you know, nah, it ain't going to happen. But anyway, all right, Nath, man, good talk, brother. Appreciate it.
right. Bruh, I know this ain't Dennis Duglin getting destroyed by Carmel Moulton. This is sad. I mean, this is sad, sad. Wow. I'm going to have to go look for Dennis Duglin. I don't even know how Carmel made him this short. How he make this man look this little? I'm going to have to show y'all this. This is wild. Tell you that boy, I hope he don't end up, you know, just being a spawn partner or the highlight of his career is that he's a great spawn partner. Like, that shit needs to translate into the rings. Not saying that it's not. It's obviously translating. I'm just saying it needs to continue to translate because, Lord. Yep, this is him. It says beats on super middleweight. Jesus Christ. Why would Dennis Duglin allow this to happen? You should have got out that way. Maybe they working on defense now that I'm looking at it a second time. Because, man, Dennis Duglin ain't throwing no punches. Oh, he just threw a punch. Two of them. I don't know that he... I don't know that Duglin is punching at him the way Carmel's punching at him, boy, but Carmel destroying him. Yeah, I guess Duglin just giving him work with a heavier man because he ain't really throwing. Ooh, this is beating, though. And you see Duglin only going to the body. This was tough for him. Okay, he hit him in the face right there with a right hook. Oh, my God, bro, his shot's so strong. That body shot destroyed Duglin. Mouthpiece almost came out. Damn, that was a fucking nut shot Carmel hit him with. Oh, my God, look at that left hook. Oh, my God, destroying him to the body. Get this man out of there. Lord. It's a beating. Bruh, I can't believe how small Duglin looks. He looks so short. He got Carmel looking 6 feet in that bitch. It looked like Duglin is spent. He looks spent. Absolutely nothing left in that tank. Crazy. Shout out to Carmel, boy. He is a problem. Oh, shit. Majid, you next, bro. I hit G-Von by mistake.
What up? Everybody need to like the video, subscribe to the channel, join YouTube members and Patreon for something. Yeah, Lil Carmel was fucking do it up. But, yeah, that turkey, like turkey, for one, if he paid Fury $190, all those people that was talking about who gonna pay somebody $200 and stuff, they know that Canelo is far more accomplished than Tyson Fury with views, numbers, fights, all of that, you know? So, you know what I'm saying? With that, we're going with that shit. It's like at UFC, even if it's popping on the bubble, they fucking got the fight on the outside, and you can see it. No matter, I don't think that none of that shit matters. They could bring Sean O'Malley. You could throw John Jones on the card. MMA fans, whatever. That none of that shit going to matter. We got fucking Mexico versus Puerto Rico. And people, they trying to make it seem like it ain't that big or they ain't talking about it that much. But they got to understand, like, these Mexicans going to stand up and the Puerto Ricans going to stand up like crazy. You know, it's going to be crazy. Like, I just don't even see, like, where the comparison is. And for Turkey to say that he going to destroy him or whatever the hell he think he going to do or whatever, it's like, all right, well, good luck trying to negotiate with this man after. Like, we all know Canelo don't like the disrespect or whatever. You know, he could make his money more than a couple places for a lot of money, you know. So I just feel like this shit ain't no comparison. You know, Canelo got some of the biggest pay-per-view numbers. You know that those MMA, well, Dana White, because those fighters don't get no real money from that shit, but they wish that they could make those numbers. And I believe that they did this holiday, you know, in September. It's about to be some shit. A lot of celebrity, a lot of shit going on. So if they want to bring the challenge, they could bring the challenge, you know. They don't got none of their boxes in our ring to get fucked up. So now y'all want to try to do the y'all show versus our show? Bring that shit, bitch. It's Mexico versus Puerto Rico in this shit. We ain't about to give a fuck about no UFC this night, man. I'm sorry. All the stars going to be over there. I'm following behind Belanga and motherfucking Canelo, and everybody know it. So everybody like the video, subscribe to the channel, join YouTube members and Patreon for some. I'm out.
All right, all right. I got first super chat of the day, A-Zap Sam, $2. What is the biggest payday Canelo had so far? GGG? I would say the GGG trilogy, I think. That was the one that was reported before it happened.
You may feel like
and
it's
before
your time,
there was contract disputes.
But it's not your time.
That was the one that was reported to be the highest because both men were able to negotiate past their already minimum. But then Canelo got out that deal, and that fight happened years later. So I'm not necessarily sure. I mean, you would have to assume it was the Mayweather fight, too. If he got any sort of back end, that pay-per-view did 2.4. He never got to those numbers again. So, and I'm sure he got back end because, you know, how popular of a Mexican he was. How many dollars per pay-per-view sold on the back end? That's a different, you know, conversation. Oscar Leyva, $20 super chat. Let me drop a bomb for the dub. Damn, Ness, another show? Respect emoji, flexing emoji. Now that I think about it, maybe Turk stopped the David fight. Turkey probably told David's promoter that he's saving Canelo for a potential Crawford fight. Yeah, I mean, it is starting to make sense, man. You know, with him coming out saying that that's the fight that he wants and he's going to try and make Canelo a fair offer and him never saying he wanted Canelo David, yeah, man. That's the unfortunate thing. He knows that's the fight we wanted. You know, his alliance to Crawford is not allowing him to give us what he should be giving us. B-Dog, member for 41 months on that prospect level. How does the Riyadh season UFC work? Still ESPN? Yeah, I'm sure. Remember, he's not a network, right? Like, he's just, you know, the middleman bringing people together. Juan Rosales, welcome to the prospect level. Mozzie with the counter. Mozzie on Twitter. You might need to jump out, jump back in, champ. Jivon.
Good morning, Ness, man. It's another beautiful day in boxing, man. Hey, as far as UFC outdoing boxing, people need to cut it out, man. Everybody knows boxing is king. It is what it is, man. I'm not going to lie. Like, I thought about the UFC thing because the fact that it's going to be at the Sphere, but I looked up tickets, and the cheapest tickets I could find was $2,400. And that's not even, like, at the front. So I'm like, goddamn, $2,400? Like, who's going to be there? You know what I'm saying? And then come to find out,
You breaking up. You got to stop that nature walk.
Oh, man. You able to hear me now?
Yes.
I was saying all I know about Sean O'Malley is that he's not Mexican, but he's married to a Mexican woman, has a Mexican son. So he said that now he is officially Mexican and puts a Mexican flag on his championship belt.
But he can't be, and neither could his son, according to you and Baby Joker. Y'all don't let David be Mexican.
Hey, hold on. I don't know about validation. I'm just saying that's for him, and everybody knows I'm American, man. And, you know, and plus, regardless, blacks are Mexican anyway. So, but I'm American. I don't know about none of this. Who is Mexican? Who's not Mexican? Leave that shit up for Joker. He's the gatekeeper when it comes to that. Apparently, Haney's Mexican. So I don't know. But look, man, Big Turk. I kind of respect the way he's doing things, though. Like, I feel like because I did want the Canelo and David fight. You know what I mean? Because I feel like Canelo beats David at any weight, even if he goes up to 175. If David goes up to 175, fights the winner, Bivol, Better Beef, I feel like Canelo could still go up and knock out fucking David at 175. Like, the flaws I see in David, like, I just feel Canelo stops him regardless of whatever fucking weight they fight at. Why Canelo doesn't want to fight him, I don't fucking know. You know what I mean? It might be, you know, the thing's old. Like I told you, man, they got to kiss the ring. Fuck Turkey's ring. They got to go kiss another ring. I told you. You know what I mean? I don't know what to tell you about that, man. But yeah, Turk trying to pull a power move, and I respect it, though, because it's going to humble Canelo, make him realize, you know what I mean? Like, he can't be doing this shit. And at the same time, for all the up-and-comers, too, everybody going to feel like they can move up. Pull all these power moves. I need to stop being so greedy and make the good fights happen. You know what I mean? Canelo, David, that's what the fuck we really need. But September, man, Cup September, I'm telling you, we gonna catch a body. It is what it is. All the Puerto Ricans already losing their fucking mind. I can only imagine when we get closer to the day, man. A lot of people gonna be crying, and a lot of people gonna be kicked out of their house out there. They put the mortgage on Bulanga. I mean, it is what it is, man. Hey, but did you see supposedly Ryan Manny Pacquiao in Japan? I don't know how true that is, but they did face off in Japan. I don't know what's going on over there. That shit looking wild. But yeah, that would be a crazy one.
But that's
man, he posted it. But
shout out to Ryan trying to steal Barrios' fight out here. Mozzie, counter.
Yo.
You.
You can hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you. What up, champ?
Word. What's good? What's the word?
Chilling.
Word, man. Twitter be acting up sometimes. I just had to reset and tap back in. But, yo, I ain't going to hold nobody up. I don't think, you know, the UFC 306 and the Canelo fight is really going to hurt either or. You know, you really got fans that, you know, that like MMA, and then you got fans that watch boxing. Obviously, the spectacle that we got going on at the T-Mobile Arena is going to be Mexico versus Puerto Rico. It don't get no bigger than that. It's going to be packed in there. I can't remember the last time I even watched a Canelo fight where it wasn't packed in there. Ain't nobody think, nobody thought John Ryder was going to be crazy. Look how crazy the John Ryder fight was. Shit was crazy. Granted, it was in Mexico, but man, when he does shit for his people, they pop out. And that's just, you know what I mean?
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store.
Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
That's just how it go with Canelo. I don't even want to see him really fight Crawford for real, for real. I think it's a stupid fight. Crawford got other things that he could do to still prove that he's one of the best fighters of our generation. You know, like it's really no point for Canelo and Crawford to really get in the ring. It's just, you know, I guess some people want to see it and shit. And I guess, you know, you never know. Canelo might do it for the right price. Crawford obviously wants to fight. You know what I mean? But I just think it's a dumb fight. I don't think it's really no point in seeing it. Like Javon was just saying, everybody's going to be jumping around and, you know what I mean, not making all the fights that we really want to see. So it's not really no point in making that happen. But yeah, back on the UFC shit, man, Sean O'Malley is not outselling Canelo. He's not hurting Canelo at all. So everybody could just, you know, relax and, you feel me, enjoy both. I'm a nigga that watch both. I watch MMA and I watch boxing. I'm the type that I have two TVs next to each other and I'm watching both. So on Saturdays, I want as much boxing. That's my day off. I want as much boxing, MMA. I want to watch fighting all day. I watch WWE too, all of it. So give it all to me on a Saturday. I don't care if it's, I don't care where they at. They all in Vegas. I'm watching the UFC tonight. I'm watching Clarissa Shields get the stoppage tonight. You feel me? Clarissa Shields, I can smell the stoppage from a mile away. She's motivated right now. It's a lot of trash talk going on. So, you know what I mean? So I gotta take her. I'm taking her to the stoppage tonight. Don't be surprised if you see that stoppage tonight and that she going for it. Her last fight, she was throwing some crazy shit. The girl was holding her own though. But I think, you know what I mean, this extra little weight she about to put on, you know what I mean? She a black girl, man. She about to come in there and really hit. She gonna sting this girl real quick. She gonna sting this girl. I'm hyped for that fight tonight. And I got Joe Joyce losing because he's soft. We seen him get pressed. We see what happened when he get pressed. Zelly Zane put that pressure on him and it was over. Ward Chiroza, he do the same shit. He coming in to put that pressure on Joe Joyce today and he gonna put him out. So I got my money on Chiroza pulling off the crazy upset today. I got Clarissa Shields for the stoppage, man. But yeah, and shout out to Treat, man. Shout out to Treat. Jared Anderson, August 3rd. Hands and feet on that nigga. Y'all be cool, man.
Mozzie, appreciate you. CYP.
What up, what up?
What up?
Hey, I don't think he understands how like American boxing works because he's never done good in views from Wilder to Zane to AJ to Nagano to Fury. Dude, you don't be winning with the views. You win with the money. You don't be winning with the views. It's just factual documented. And Sean O'Malley's best is 350,000 buys. That's his best. Canelo does 500 plus, period. If you think that you're going to fuck with the King Canelo, and that's just facts when it comes to views and boxing, Mexicans run the views in boxing. I've always said that. All you got to do is tell them, come out. They're not going to deal with you over him. That just sounds retarded. Like, you expect Sean O'Malley to double up what he's done just to outshine Canelo on Mexican Independence Day. Canelo has done what he does, and I always give him credit for this. May and September, we know what's happening. So you're bothering him. He ain't bothering you. So what you're trying to do is you're really trying to mess with the giant and get people to think that the giant's trying to mess with you. Nah, homie, nah. Canelo ain't doing nothing out the ordinary, but what he always does, and people going to support it like they always do. Sean O'Malley, good luck to you in raising the profile for the UFC because they need another star. But 350 max, come on, my man. Come on, my man. That's his max. It's 350 so far. His max. Canelo is never going to do 350 ever again. He's never doing 350. Forget about it. I don't even know why this is even an effort, but I do understand the Sheik. But when he gets here in America, and for real, he's going to understand the dynamic of how boxing really runs and what fan base he needs to cater to if he wants to do big numbers. Numbers, you're going to need the Mexicans. If you need numbers, and you're going to take that L. Oh, and I want to give a special shout out to the Top Rank matchmaker who sat down with Ness and told him in his face that Top Rank never tried to make Tank versus Loma. It wasn't big enough, and they were trying to marinate it. Thank you very much for saying that, Mr. Top Rank. I appreciate it. There's this narrative been going around that Tank been ducking him for 7 years, and C-Rock people been telling them for years they want to let it marinate. They weren't pay-per-view stars yet. There was going to be no joint pay-per-view for them too. It made no sense for them financially, and that's how they talked about it years ago. I've been saying that over and over and over again. If you want the link to the interview, just hit my DM, CYP Athletes. I'll send it to you. I'm sick and tired of people lying for nothing, but if you want to keep it going after you have fact, that's fine. I will not join in with this debate no more. It's over with. When the dude who works there and is involved tells you the truth, you got to accept it, or you're just a dumb fucking idiot who just wants to argue. And honestly, I ain't trying to argue with them type of people no more. CYP out.
All right. That's got to suck to be the only one to think that Tank didn't duck Loma. You know, you just constantly trying to prove to yourself the shit you say. Gene, what up?
Yeah. Yo, y'all can hear me? Yeah, can you hear me? Y'all can hear me?
Perfect.
I bet. Well, I'm in the building, man. Hey, shout out to Mozzie, man. He gave a good take. Shout out to CYP. I like that. Canelo versus the 306 event, man. Obviously, next Independence Day, Canelo's going to drag the numbers. He's never, like you said, CYP said, touching up all the day. He's never going to do under 350, so that's just out of the way. I think Turkey does have a good idea, though. I'm going to go on the side of Turkey with this. I like how he's trying to push it to where he's making it some type of, it's not competitive right now, but he could make it soon to be competitive just by putting the eyes on what he's saying. So, because if he's getting us talking, think about it. We're in this group right now, 30-some-odd people talking about it. That's engagement. And that's what we need right now in boxing, because right now in the combat sport, which is boxing, the engagement has, I think, simmered down, of course, from the early 2000s, from the Floyd Mayweather era. And right now, Canelo's older, and he's not taking, I think, the much-needed fights like the Benavidez fight. And if he's not going to take Benavidez, I feel like Crawford is the next big money fight. I feel like that, and I feel like boxing needs that type of fight. You know what I'm saying? And if right now there's like, what, we're watching Edgar Belonga. I mean, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? That's a good fight. I mean, it's cool for whatever. Resume wise, it don't matter. Numbers wise, it's gonna be pretty good, of course, because of the date. But as for legacy or what has Edgar earned a right? I mean, who's earned more of a right than Terrence Crawford from his last performance? And I guess the last performance of Benavidez makes it more interesting because he doesn't look like the Mexican monster when he went to 175. So I feel like if he's not going to make that fight, if Canelo's not going to take one of those two fights, I mean, what are we doing, man? I think Turkey's on to something. I know that I might sound like a casual because I want to see the big fights. And most people who are just, y'all are deep in the trenches with it. Y'all feel like it's, you know, the sport has to be, you know, this kind of way. Y'all don't want to see them type of pay-per-view fights, but I would like to see that. I would like to see that type of, I would like to see a super fight like that. I think it'd be interesting. And I think Crawford actually could, win the fight. So that's my take on that, man. And as for Sean O'Malley, I think he's on his way to being a pay-per-view star. I think he's about maybe one cross fight away, you know, from being a pay-per-view star. If he were to do like, I mean, not right now, that's not in the cards, but a Tank Davis and him were to do like a boxing match, like he'd been calling him out for 3 years, that would ever happen? Probably not right now. But Ryan Garcia is suspended from boxing. Who's to say they won't get in the ring? And win, lose, or draw, if he just looks decent, I mean, he might not get knocked out. He might. You know, then what? You know, now Turkey has something going over there. So, you know, it's a lot on the table, man. I'm just, you know, that's my little 2 cents, man. Y'all tell me what y'all think. I'm out.
All right. I do like what you said about it being part of the plan, you know, because it adds a build up and engagement. I could see that getting the two fan bases, you know, at each other's throats. It could hype both events. I don't know. You know, even Turkey saying what he's saying has us believing that, you know, like, look, he's like, they're going to eat Canelo. So, you know, it has us thinking like, damn, is he still going to work with Canelo? Is Canelo ruffling the feathers? So I do like that angle that it does get us to talk more. We got JR. What up? I got Don John ready for a betting show. $2 cash app. Back with another two. He says, the sphere for the UFC will be nice. They might do okay. Looks like JR is not connecting. El Tanque.
Yo, what's up, Ness? Good morning, bro.
Morning.
Hey, so that's the card for the Canelo, the one you had on the screen earlier? They added Caleb Plant to it or what?
That's rumors. That's rumors.
It looks nice. If it's like that, it's nice, but I'd rather have a William Scull in the,
he is there.
The main card. But you, well, right there it says prelims. You need to put him up there because that's a belt for a belt. He needs to be in one of the spots.
He don't deserve that. Nobody knows that.
Man, come on, bro. You got to be in there.
He's a prelim fighter, man.
I'm disappointed in Dana White.
Why?
Yo, he bamboozled us. Fucking 2 months in advance telling us it's the greatest Mexican event ever. The Mexicans are going to, man, you put all the real looking Mexicans on the prelims, bro. What the fuck? The main event is a white dude and another white dude. He should have at least put Alexa Grasso on the fucking main event versus Shevchenko. But not even that. She's the co-main. Ain't no such thing as a Mexican co-maining a fucking Mexican holiday. That's fucking retarded. And if you support it, you ain't a real Mexican. I'll personally go to your house and slap you if you watch that event over boxing. But yeah, bro, that's not... The first four fights on that UFC card, one Mexican in Grasso. Then he gave us a white Mexican from LA that looks like he belongs in a fucking... the Brady Bunch, Brian Ortega. The dude is whiter than anything. And then he's fighting a Brazilian Mexican. This shit is bootleg, bro. Fuck the UFC. I'm boycotting them. That's fucked up what you're doing to the Mexicans. You ain't really selling that shit to the Mexicans. You're selling it to the UFC fan base. If you're a real UFC fan, then you're okay with it. But him trying to sell it to a Mexican like me, fuck no. I ain't watching that. I gotta go watch the boxing event that has the Mexican dude headlining it with the Puerto Rican cat. Besides, man, Danny Garcia, Lotta. Kind of more excited for that fight than the other one. Because I know one of them dudes is going to retire. I wonder which one, bro. I think Danny's the one that's going to get retired. Unfortunately, that night, I think both Puerto Ricans are about to fucking take it now. It's not going to be a pretty night for Puerto Rico, but I know they're going to come out and support. They're just like Mexicans, bro. They support their people, believe it or not. Should be a good day. But yeah, man. Fuck the USC. That card, too, which is not a Mexican card. Don't support it. Don't watch it. Don't let the bald white man tell you that's a Mexican event, because it is not. Have a good one, Ness.
I feel like it's your time, but it's not your time.
I counted 12 F-bombs. What about you guys? JR, what up? About just 12, I think.
Yo.
You.
Yo, what up, Ness?
What's up?
Man, I'm a big boxing and UFC fan. This is my thoughts on it. I ain't gonna lie, as a Mexican, I'm kind of like bummed out that they got a Georgianian and an American headlining at Noche UFC. That already kind of like put me off. I think Canelo's gonna be all right. Even that fight's whack, though. I ain't gonna lie. I booked a hotel for Vegas that weekend, and honestly, I might just cancel it because I was trying to decide which event to go to, and they both sound whack. But I think Canelo's gonna be okay. He's gone up against like four UFC events on the same day, and it'll be all right, man. The whole UFC thing, it's like they're selling the spectacle of the sphere, so
yeah,
and that's just gonna be expensive. They're Dana White already invested $16 million, and UFC doesn't have gates like that. Like, UFC still doesn't have gates like boxing does. Like, is, bro, UFC doesn't have a star. Like, besides Conor McGregor, there ain't no fucking star. But yeah, man. Like, John Jones ain't even, like, people know John Jones, but, like, not on a cultural, like, a cultural impact level. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I think it's going to be all right. But, yeah, I don't know. Probably ain't going to go to either event. Just stay home. But, yeah, it's going to be all right, man. I don't know. That just bugs me. They got an American and a Jordanian headlining over a Mexican. And I went to last year's to go see him. That was a success, I'd say. But tickets were like $250. I sat on the floor for $250, you know what I mean? But it was also a fight night, not a pay-per-view. But, yeah, man. That's pretty much it.
All right, brother. Appreciate you.
All right, my guy. Thank you. Yes, sir. Later.
Later, later. We got Javier. What up?
Yo, good morning, TVV. Thank you for taking my call, man. Yo, I like Turkey. I like Turkey, man, but I think he's tripping. He's tripping on that. I'm biased, though. I used to watch UFC a little bit, but, I mean, come on. How is they, like the other callers are saying, they ain't got no stars right now, bro. Like, what, Conor McGregor? He ain't fought since he broke his leg. John Jones ain't been in the ring for a long time. What, Sean O'Malley's their star? I don't think they're going to be able to compete with arguably the face of boxing with Canelo. And then the Puerto Rican, that's like a big rivalry in boxing, man. People go crazy for that. I like Crawford. Crawford's my favorite fighter. I'd love to see him fight Canelo, man. That'd be a banger. I think Canelo's kind of just, he's kind of losing my respect, man. He's done a lot for the sport and he's a great fighter, but just this whole thing with Benavidez is just turning me off. And then going to fight Berlanga, just like, I don't know. I don't like that fight, man. I know you guys want to see that Puerto Rican, and I think he ain't really done enough. But it's going to be a big fight. I think it's going to put people in the seat. I think Berlanga's got big, casual appeal. I think they all, like that whole BBL crap you guys talk about. But yeah, man, I really hope if they can make that Crawford Canelo fight, even Benavidez. We've all been waiting for that for a long time. Yeah, man, I think that's it. That's my call. I think just Turkey's tripping. I don't think they're going to really compete with boxing, man. But I'm biased, I'm a big boxing fan. So. But thank you for taking my call, Ness. That's it, brother.
All right, appreciate you. We got Counterpunch from Boxing Patron, and we got DJ Double D, $5. This has turned into boxing versus UFC. As boxing fans, we need to put our differences aside and support Nello. No way we should allow the UFC to outsell Canelo. Was this all part of the plan to get both events to be successful, pitting us against each other?
What's up, Ness? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's funny, dude, but you just read that right now, because that's actually what I could. Because I kept on thinking, I was like, when's the last time there was a UFC and a Canelo fight? And the last time I looked it up, the last time it was Usman versus Kobe Covington, which was a huge fight, in the UFC at that time. Probably one of the biggest fights that could have been made in the UFC at that time. And it was Canelo versus Plant the same exact night. I don't know if you remember that time when they showed Dana White watching the Canelo fight while he's sitting ringside with a TV.
Yep.
You see that? Yeah, that was the same night. Canelo, what? So they did 700,000. Canelo did 800,000 with Plant. So, it's kind of funny how you say that. So it's almost like everybody who bought that bought both of them together, right? So we're going to put two TVs up and we're going to make a night out of it. So it makes a lot of sense that last super chat, where is the businesses collide together? Is it actually good for business or is it bad for business? And that's actually could be good for both of them. you know, where they both just sell. You know, so like I said, everybody's going to make a night of it. Everybody comes over, you pitch in, and man, we're going to order both these fights tonight. You know, but he ain't gonna fuck with Canelo on that night. You know, like I said, Puerto Rico, Mexico, Mexican independence, it just ain't gonna happen, man. You just ain't gonna do it with O'Malley. It's just fucking not. But man, on another note, Crawford can do such great things, man. Crawford can go down as one of the greatest pound for pound top five fighters we have ever seen in boxing. He can. And it's not going to be by Canelo. People want him to go up and get his ass whooped because that is exactly what is going to happen. He's going to go up there. He's going to get his ass whooped. And from after that ass whooping, we're all just going to remember that and forget everything he did before. Stay at 154, bro. Get all those belts. Undisputed for a third division. Maybe go up to 160 because it's fucking empty as shit. Win another belt. Dude, it's just endless what that man could do, man. Don't go after that, bro, and go after Canelo and get your ass whooped. Just don't do it, man. Don't mess with that dude for the bag. Make history, bro. Make history, bro. You could do it, man. It's right there, man. Fuck Canelo, man. Go make history, bro. Don't let these dudes convince you into that because they will never forget. Everybody will remember you just getting your ass whooped. The Spence fight, everything you did before that, Spence, whatever, nobody will care, bro. Everybody will be like, oh, we got your ass whooped by Canelo. Nah, you know, we're not by the casual fan. We know he's daring to be great to go up there, but that's not how history's going to see it and everybody's going to see it. They're just going to remember you getting your ass whooped in the 15-second clip of you getting beat down at 168 because you were just too damn small and you didn't want to listen and you wanted to go after that money. Don't listen to these dudes. Stay where you're at, brother. All right, man, I'm out.
All right, Boxing Patron, appreciate you.
You may feel like it's your time, but it's not your time.
We got Stone Bone, Colorado.
Perfect timing, Ness. That boy Ness got timing. You know what I mean? Ness is he called himself Nestradamus. You know, he's put big fights in the air. They've called him crazy, and he just manifested these things, man. So, Ness, go ahead and give yourself a round of applause, you know, just for speaking some of these fights into existence, and they called you crazy. You know, they said Bud was too little. They said all of this shit, and all of this is setting the stage for them to have a, like you just said, all they're doing is setting the stage for both of them to be successful this night so that they can do success in that next night when Bud beat the dog shit out of Canelo. This finna be some of the shit that y'all gonna, like I call Bud my favorite fighter, and my favorite fighter before him was Roberto Duran. And it's something that's so similar between them two. And it's guys that break dudes apart. And I feel like this would be the day that he step up to be a greatest self. As he, like you said, as he walk off from the sport. This ain't no money grab. That boy vested well. That boy got more money in real estate than most dudes will probably ever make in two lives. You know what I mean? The boy probably got 100 and some, probably 200 at this point, rental properties. And just do the math. In Omaha, the average rent is going about $1,500. So imagine that times 100. And you get that every month on the first. And some people pay their shit early. So imagine just your rental property. You think this is a money grab? This is a dude who, like I said, well-vested, man. This is an opportunity to be great. Guys always talk about wanting to be great. My guy is proving that. He's going to go in against a big opponent, a tough guy, and it's going to be a little bit of tough work for certain parts, and we're going to get it done. And Canelo is doing right. He need a tune-up in Edgar Berlanga to get ready for Bud. You think he can just sit around and fight these weak Europeans that he's been fighting? No, he need to fight a young guy from the East Coast that don't give a fuck, that's trying to make a name, and that's Berlanga. Good fight for him. Stay ready, stay sharp, see what you got, and get ready for Bud. All right, y'all.
All right, Stone Bone. Lowe's Knows Boxing, what it do?
Yo, yo, yo.
What up?
Yo, Ness, top of the morning, bro. Hello? I want to give Terrence Crawford his flowers, right? Terrence Crawford is everything that we all would want our favorite fighters to be. He's everything that we want our favorite fighters to be. He's a professional. He's always in the gym. He's not out there on Twitter having trilogies on Twitter. He's not out there crying on Twitter. He's not out there being a crybaby, a sore loser. He's not out there taking drugs, taking estrogen. He's not saying cringe-worthy stuff to make himself look like a maniac. You know what I mean? And he's not performing to the level of his competition. He's brutalizing everything moving, just like the last caller said. He's sort of like Roberto Duran. He's in his Roberto Duran stage. That Roberto Duran cleaned out 135 and became the greatest lightweight of all time and started moving up and fighting, beating bigger guys. Buck Crawford is moving up and he's crushing these dudes, bro. Buck Crawford is probably one of the only few fighters today that you can put him in any generation, in any era, and he'll be competitive, bro. If anybody can beat Canelo Alvarez, I'm not saying he could do it, but if he were to pull it off, I wouldn't be surprised. Now, this Madrimov guy that he's fighting is not a slouch at all. I've been watching some videos. The dude's an athlete, you know what I mean? But I got Buck Crawford knocking his head off inside 9 rounds, bro. Buck Crawford is a generational talent. And that's it, man. He's a legend, bro. He's going to be a legend. He's everything we want our favorite fighters to be, Ness. And yo, thank you for posting about my call of the year the other day too, man. I seen it on Instagram. Good looking, man. I appreciate it.
You got it.
One, I'm out.
Peace. If you're watching this on YouTube, smash that thumbs up. We going out to Rocky Rodriguez. What up?
Yo, yo. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Going on, Ness. Hey, man, that UFC card, man, that shit sounds like they feeding me Taco Bell and telling me it's authentic Mexican food, man. That UFC card, and I like UFC, but that card ain't it, man. We sticking with the Canelo and Berlanga, man. Now, on that card, I'm more excited for the Danny and Lada fight, and I got my boy Danny, man. Danny is, to me, a young 36. Like, he's never really taken punishment in his fights outside of the Spence fight. Maybe one or two good shots that Thurman hit him with. I haven't seen Danny really take punishment. I know Angel said that he don't let Danny spar hard. So Danny's fresh, you know. If you look at his Instagram, he's always in the gym. He's always training. The only thing is that layoff. Maybe his timing might be a little off. But other than that, man, I got him over Lara. I think his catch-and-shoot game is going to show up, and he'll be able to cut off the ring and keep Lara honest. So I got Danny with that one. Now, moving on to the main event, Ness. Boricua, papa. But let me tell you, we got to do some brujeria. I don't know, man. We're going to need luck on our side to beat Canelo. Canelo got to get old overnight, and Berlanga got to put on a hell of a performance. Like, the only thing with the good thing about this fight for Berlanga is win, lose, or draw, right? We're going to find out how good he is, because that's my only concern is we haven't seen Berlanga against not even a former champ. I mean, so we don't know how good this kid is, you know. I don't think he's as bad as they say he is. I don't know how good he is. We're going to find out. My heart is with Berlanga, but my wallet's with Canelo. But, yeah, man, that's all I got, Ness. Salute to you. Salute to the whole community.
All right, champ. Appreciate you. Rez, what up? It's on you. Don't forget to smash that thumbs up, ladies and gents. We got Juan Rosales with a $5 Super Chat. Says, Dana, is he saying YouTube was heated with MGM?
Yo, yo.
Yo.
Hey, Red. Hey, Ness. Shout out to you. Yeah, I saw the title about Canelo versus UFC, what, 306? Is that the one Sugar O'Malley's fighting in?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you're asking who's you think he's gonna sell out more? I definitely feel like Canelo's gonna sell out more. He's definitely more appealing to like the casual name. You know, Sugar O'Malley is like one of the casual star in UFC. But in this particular card with this particular theme, I really do feel like Canelo will edge out like in pay-per-view sales and gate sales and all that. I feel like UFC 306 is a lackluster card. And I feel like the big appeal is the spear. And I think just that itself is not enough to outsell Canelo and what he brings to the table, and especially his undercards, because Canelo undercard actually is better than the UFC undercard. So that's why I feel like boxing definitely gonna win that particular weekend, unless they UFC adds like, you know, an actual Mexican star. But I'm not biggest UFC fan, so I wouldn't know who is the Mexican star in UFC. But I feel like they will need someone that cattle, that, you know, theme or that description to compete with a Canelo pay-per-view, especially in a Mexican Independence Day. But yeah, that, just want to give him a call. That's about it. Shout out to you, Ness. Keep doing what you're doing. Peace.
All right, brother. Appreciate you. Looks like we've come to an end. That is the last caller and the last super chat. I am going to be back for a live fight chat for the Chisora fight for sure. So you can certainly subscribe and click that notification. We'll be back for that. And I'm not sure about the Shields, but possibly, especially if Amin comes around. That being said, Riva Dirch, till the next one. Oh, Tim Boesky, late caller. Why are you always coming on late, fam? Tim Boesky. All right. He's having trouble connecting. We'll give him a few seconds. Let me see. Tim, talk to me.
Yo, what's going on? Now I'm cooling in now, cause I'm just out working. You get me? You're keeping me going for my working day. A salute to the boxing voice. A salute to everyone in the community. Ness, King Amina, Danny, Marco. You get me? Everybody. Hey. UFC is not fucking outdoing Canelo Alvarez. I hope that Belanga, he gets his fucking face in Canelo Alvarez's face and tells him, tell him that he's ready to here to make legacy. We're going to see what Belanga's really made of. As for Canelo Alvarez, no, man, I don't mind seeing the Crawford and Canelo Alvarez fight, but that's not the fact that should be right for the sport of boxing. We should be getting the guys in the weight division, whether you know these guys or not, William Skull. You get me? All these guys deserve their shots that have been waiting in the line for a certain amount of time. Benavidez, and like I said, I like Benavidez at 175. There's some British smoke for him over there. British smoke. Nothing better than Benavidez to come over to the great Wembley Stadium. And remember, earn with her. Hey, Tip Bayless, stop hating, man. Stop hating. What are you moaning about? That Crawford said, kiss the ring. Kiss the ring, man. Because King Turkey Alashis is not coming here with a big ego. He's just trying to make the sport better for what it should be. You understand? Making the fights that need to be made. He tried to make Bivol Beterbiev, which is getting made. He made the undisputed heavyweight bout in over 20 plus years that you Americans can't even fucking make with your own heavyweights. So get out of here with that shit, man. Listen, we got Danny Dubois, AJ. We got Chisora and Joe Joyce, Juggernaut Joyce. I told you, our guys can get a loss and we're still going to come out and look for them. You understand? We got Dennis McCann, Dennis the Menace against Baluta. We got multiple other guys. We got Archie Sharp. Hey, Treese, we're looking for your boy Albert Bell, man. We're looking for your boy Albert Bell. What's he doing on the sideline? Tell him to come earn with Hearn as well, man. Earn with Hearn. That's the way to go. Eddie Hearn puts you in positions to be successful. So you're going to accept it. You're going to learn to love it. If not, get the fuck up out of here, man. I told you already. This is big boy boxing. This is the HBO, ESPN. You get me? Shout out to everybody. You understand? Vega, YB. You get me? Bang. You get me? Ness, even though me and him always butt heads, but I told you Ness is a real fan, even though sometimes I disagree with what he's doing, but he's still a real fan. Forget you fickle fake fans. We want real facts. Big facts. Big facts only. You get me? Tune in to Carisha Shields. She got some big yams as well. Big juicy booty, man. Big juicy booty. Hey, salute to everybody that loves the sport of boxing, man. You get me? Make sure you have a great day. And salute Ness. Thank you for taking my call at the end of this motherfucker, man. And shout out to Bo, man. Bo, Bama Bo Promotions. You get me? King Boom Promotions. This is what it's all about. Ah! Oh, shout out to South London.
Hey, Ness. Right.
What up, King?
Timboski like the old me. That's how I started off on TBV. The first one here, the last one to leave. Man.
Championship rounds on boxing. Championship rounds, man. He follows the women correctly, as they should do. The women should get the same respect as the men do. You get me? They're putting on the gloves and they're going in there and they're putting their heart on the line. You understand? And we need women like Kalisha Shields. We need. She's a great advocate for the sport. Oh, I swear to God, I wish she could fight a guy, man. I honestly believe she could put a couple guys in their fucking places. You understand? But that's here nor said. You get me? Hey, shout out to King of Mean. Like I said, Nesla, keep giving us the shows. Keep giving us what we need, man. Please.
But it's not your time.
Shout out, everybody. Ah!
Right,
South
Tim,
London in
down,
the building,
man,
Tim Boski.
What up, champ? How you been?
I'm good, man. Getting ready to get. We got the guns out, sun's out, going to the beach, you know. Just real quick, I want to shout out Stacia Suttles. She won her pro debut last night at Atlantic City, first round stoppage. Shout out to Chantel Navarro. Also won, and I got it wrong. I thought she was down with Golden Boy, but she's down with Tom Loeffner in 360 Promotions. She won her pro debut, went the decision. I already talked about Crystal Rosado last night. She got a stoppage as well. So, yes, highly appointed. It is me, King Amin of Essex, the warden of women's boxing. And I just had to jump on because, you know, the controversy about this whole UFC, Dana came out. I'm sure you covered it. Dana came out acting like he was, you know, friending up with Turkey, as my UK friend. You cannot friend up with every man. You cannot friend up with him. So you want to friend up with Turkey. He thought he was going to be able to encroach on boxing. And turns out that's not Turkey's thing, man. Turkey respects combat sports, but he is a boxing fan. And he's a businessman. So he's going to hear what Dana has to say. But Turkey is one of the few boxing fans that gets to bet with his heart because he got the bread for it. The rest of us can't afford to do that.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you read the article and seen the quote where Turkey says, you know, if Canelo's crazy with his financial demands, you know, the fight won't happen. I just want people to understand the reason Turkey is saying that is because Canelo already put a number out for Benavidez that obviously Turkey considers crazy, you know, which I think is unfair, you know, because Tyson Fury asked for five. You got Usyk now asking for two or some shit I heard. So it's like, you know, Canelo is right there. That being said, that 200 for Benavidez was not appealing to Turkey. So he you know, he doesn't want Canelo to be unrealistic with the Crawford offer either.
Could that be perception of as far as international boxing fans? Like we heard Timboski saying, yes, they treat UK fighters very respectable after a win, after a loss. But look at what we have in today's action, right? We got two heavyweights, you know, coming off of losses, you know, but they are still respected. So I say that to say, is Fury and Usyk allowed to ask for that amount of money because it's heavyweight boxing? And he's saying Canelo is a little wild because it is not heavyweight. Doesn't bring.
Again, maybe for him because he loves that division. He's a fan of the heavyweight. So maybe to him that isn't expensive. But in the overall, you know, grand scheme, Canelo's bigger than them dudes. A fight with Canelo just attracts more attention to the sport. And, like, that's what he cares about is the sport. What's the biggest fight in the sport? It's not a Fury fight. It's certainly not an Usyk fight.
I think, you know, maybe it was the the unification to the historical context. We haven't had a unified heavyweight champion.
No, for sure, for sure. All that undisputed, all that came into play. But, you know, if right now we did a call-in show on what fight saves boxing, what's the biggest fight you can match make to save the sport? You know, that one fight you make, if it's big enough, it's going to save the sport. Bro, ain't nobody putting Usyk and Fury in their conversation.
No, I agree, 100%.
They just not going to use them names. They're going to be bringing out old names. They're going to say Floyd Canelo rematch, Canelo Crawford, Canelo Benavidez, Tank Loma, Tank Shakur, fucking Tank, somebody at welterweight. It's the same usual suspects. It's never been Fury and it's never been Usyk, bro.
Nah, that's a fact.
I hope that the sport grows in that way where, you know, guys like that could take the stage, the center stage, because Fury was good at it, but it didn't translate.
Well, it's an interesting discussion because, you know, if he can publicly say that Canelo, you know, has the potential to outprice himself, that's still negotiation, you know what I'm saying? And I think the same, I brought that up because I'm thinking the same thing for Tank. Remember, Tank jumped out the window. He, too, put a ridiculous, I guess that was just a deposit. He needed a two Ferrari deposit. And these guys are doing that because maybe, you know how, like, when you're not used to a certain thing, you go to the first time at the buffet, you start piling a bunch of shit on the plate, you don't have any coots. So maybe these guys are just enamored by the thought of that much money. And it's like, hey, if you walk into a vault, why not try to stuff my pockets?
Yeah, man. We'll see what he does. We'll see what it does. Hawk, what you got?
Hawk, where you at, man?
He might need to jump out and back in. Well, Hawk, you need to jump out, jump back in, because it is not connecting. In the meantime, we got Pistol Parkway Mozzie, $5. He says, y'all changed my mind. Boxing needs Canelo Crawford. Mm.
Shout out to Pistol Parkway Mozzie. This one, this is an educated boxing fan. You heard that, ladies and gentlemen? We're allowed to change our minds.
Don't let the wrong boxing fan hear you.
Yo.
Yo.
Oh.
All right. Got you. What's going on, PBB? Shit, we got the GWO tonight. Can you hear me, clear?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. We got the GWO tonight. What's he going for? A fifth? I can't even keep up with all the titles she got, about 15 of them. So I'm expecting her to try to stop Shorty tonight. I think she can make a statement in that heavyweight division because she sounded like she's really ready to go. So yeah, I'm looking for a stoppage. But as far as that the UFC and the Turk, I don't know. It sounds like he's just being competitive to me. I don't know if he like taking it personal, Canelo, but it sounds like a little competitive thing to get everybody sparked up and buying both of them. I don't know. Because he is tied in with the UFC too, so I don't know if it's nothing like personal with Canelo. Canelo is asking for a really big grip on that bread, but I don't know. What y'all come to the conclusion of? You thinking it's him upset, or I'm just thinking it's him, Turkey, being competitive?
It's more Canelo being competitive. Turkey and UFC had their date in the event. Canelo, the one, just announced his fight.
Yeah. But you know what you're saying? He said eat him. I'm just thinking, you know.
Oh yeah,
that's just
yeah. No, right? Yeah, you feel me? He's he countering, right? He got to now.
Yeah.
Canelo forced his hand.
Yeah, I'm feeling
though.
The fact that. Yeah, Canelo said, "F that shit. This is my spot. So exactly. my time zone, my date. So yeah. He's standing on it. So you gotta respect Canelo. It's the Puerto Rican and Mexican rival. You know, we'll see. I don't know if Berlanga can hold up his end. We'll see if his fans do. If he hold up his end, they should do a good. Canelo can do 500 by himself. I don't know with UFC across from him, but I give him maybe 300 on the pay per view buys.
Hey, Hawk, you're a historian, you're OG such as myself. I know you remember the build up to this one. The build up to Canelo and Edgar Berlanga is going to feel like Jerry Cooney versus Mike Tyson. Jerry Cooney found a way to convince some people that he actually had a fighting chance. You remember that?
Yeah,
Jerry Cooney and George Foreman.
Was it Cooney and Foreman?
Jerry Cooney fought George Foreman because he caught him with the uppercut. Remember, he was stuck standing there.
That's who it was. See, better historian than myself. Yes, and my point is, we're longer going to have to play to Jerry Cooney. He's going to have to make people believe. You know what I'm saying? Make himself believe to make people believe.
No question. You're right about that. You're right about that because everybody did think Jerry Cooney stood a chance because Foreman had came back and Jerry Cooney was his first serious fight when he was doing that his comeback fight and Jerry Cooney was thought of to be the one to maybe be able to stop his comeback. You're right. He did it. And then, but he got slept with an uppercut. But yeah, I'm with you on that. It do feel like that. Yeah, good historian comparison, my brother. I ain't gonna hold y'all, man. The GOAT tonight, the GOAT is Clarissa Shields, and you see, she's the finest of them all. Clarissa, that's it, man. TBV, you number one. All
right.
And let me just help out my fellow citizens, Miss Shields, respectfully, and shout out to Tony Fit. See, the reason why us sweet scientists. Proprietors and media people, the power come from the glutes. So we're impressed by the glutes and we're anticipating the result of the powerful glutes. But go ahead, Ness.
Nah, that's it, man. On that note, we up out of here. What time you think is the Joe Joyce Chisora walkouts?
Oh, probably 5:30 Eastern Standard.
No way, that late?
Yeah, they got quite a deep undercard to get through. They got Raven Chapman. They got Sean Noakes. They got Roy Smith.
Yeah, I'm only interested in Atama and Vok and then the main event.
Yeah, you might have a little while. Go ahead and go for a walk. You know what I mean? Come back.
All right. That's what I wanted to know. A little hike. Get this hike in. I'll see y'all later. Peace.
Arrivederci.